with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so brewer's yeast, Saccharomyces cerevisiae, burns fat. Now, notice I said the yeast, right? Brewer's yeast, not the brew, not the wine or the beer or whatever else you're drinking. It's the yeast that we use to ferment alcohol that has some interesting studies going on with it. So let's get right into this and see how might this apply to you, especially, you know, we're getting, beginning of the year, holidays. So let me set up the story. This is what I love to do. I love it when there's a cool story behind a new nutrient or a new use of an old nutrient. So you know, Saccharomyces cerevisiae has obviously been around for thousands of years, and the brewing of alcohol in all different forms. So let me just kind of give you the background to how, you know, researchers started looking at its weight loss potential. So it goes back to 2007, and this was a study published in the Pakistan Journal of Biological Sciences, June 2007, as I said. And what they were doing, they were feeding a Saccharomyces supplemented diet to chickens. And they were looking at growth performance and internal organ size. You know, of course, why do they do that kind of stuff? Well, you know, they're always trying to improve protein to fat ratio in meat, overall size of the portions, even in some cases improving the conditions that the animals are living in. And, you know, so at least they're not using chemicals here, right? They're not using hormones, antibiotics. They were using Saccharomyces, a natural organism, a yeast species, a healthy yeast species. And this was a 7-week trial, and the results demonstrated that compared to the control diet, so they had some chickens just eating the normal feed, the chickens eating the diet supplemented with Saccharomyces significantly decreased abdominal fat. Now, they reported this. It's funny because they report, that wasn't really their focus, right? But they did report it because it happened and it was significant. And it was near the end of their report. It was just kind of thrown in there. Oh, by the way, the chickens lost weight. the meat went up. The protein quality went up, right? The protein fat ratio improved. All that was great. Oh, and they lost a little belly fat. So I thought that was really interesting. But that's where it started in 2007. So we fast forward to today. And I'm going to review with you the human study then. So based on that, right, based on the fact that these chickens lost some belly fat using Saccharomyces, there have been some companies, especially out in the Far East, who have been looking into, you know, okay, what is it about the yeast? You know, what is it about the Saccharomyces? Is there a specific protein or compound within the yeast organism itself that's doing it? Could they isolate that? So I'm pulling this from NutraIngredients-USA.com, a really good article on this, and they're pulling it from the study that was published in Nutrition, Volume 30, Issue 1, last year. So they took 54 obese people. Half of them were given a half a gram of what's called a yeast hydrolysate. So it's a extract from Saccharomyces. So they take this extract from the Saccharomyces yeast called a hydrolysate, and they gave it to half of these obese people, and they studied them for 10 weeks. Now, both groups, whether they were taking the yeast extract or whether they were just on a controlled diet, everybody ate a little bit less. I think they had a walk every day. So they were all matched, you know, when it came to diet and exercise. And that. So the only difference here was supplying the yeast hydrolysate from Saccharomyces. 10 weeks. Here's what they found. The group taking the yeast extract, the Saccharomyces extract, lost about almost 6 pounds in 10 weeks. It's pretty good. The control group lost a little bit, about a pound. Actually, I got 1.8 pounds for the control. So a significant difference in weight loss from the yeast group to the control group. The yeast group also lost one to two points on the body mass index as well. Now, I know BMI is not a great measurement of overall health and stuff like that, but it is the standard used in weight loss study. So there was a drop in BMI. The control group BMI pretty much remained the same. And here's an important point in this study. Lean body mass remained the same for the test group. The group taking the yeast extract, they lost the weight, they lost the BMI, they were losing the belly fat, but their lean body mass remained the same. So their muscle tone, their muscle tissue didn't drop, which is important. Because a lot of times what happens, especially in the obese and overweight category, when you lose weight, a lot of that, if it's not controlled properly, can be muscle loss. So the group taking the yeast extract, they preserved lean body mass. That's always good to see in a study. So, yeah, brewer's yeast seems to burn some fat and help you to lose some weight, and it goes all the way back to chickens in 2007. I love that connection there. So let's use the rest of this time. So how do you, I mean, it is available right now. As I said, there, Neocrema is the company that is offering the yeast extract. They're out in the Far East. They are bringing it soon into the United States. I know Life Extension, where I work, we're interested in this as well. Anytime we see fat being burned, anytime we see, you know, the weight loss, the BMI coming down with the preservation of muscle mass, that's always something that excites us and grabs our attention. So you can even look for a brewer's yeast type product, I'm sure, soon from Life Extension as well. Now, let's move into something else about weight loss. You know, we produced, Life Extension produced what were called the 9 pillars of weight loss about a couple years ago. And I just thought this would be a great opportunity to review at least what I think are the 3 key pillars of why we tend to gain weight. And if you don't address these pillars, boy, it makes it really hard to lose weight. The first pillar has to do with low serotonin. Are you a sugar craver? Let's say it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're stressed out at work, tons of emails, the phone's ringing, all that kind of good stuff, and you just have to have a hard candy or a cookie or something like that. Does that sound like you? It's okay, you're not alone. A lot of people fall into this category. Well, there's a lot of good research showing that that could be because of low serotonin. Serotonin's the feel-good neurotransmitter. We already know how it links to depression. The higher the serotonin in your brain, the better you feel, the less depression you will have. Well, it's also linked to sugar cravings. So the higher the serotonin in your brain, the less you're going to crave sugar. I think that's really important to focus on. If you're somebody who's going to go on a weight loss program soon, and you know that you're a sugar craver, and maybe even you have some mood issues, some feeling blue, some depressive symptoms here and there, you might want to consider things that boost serotonin. Because if you go on a diet program, that puts more stress on your body. You might actually crave more sugar than you had before starting the diet. So boosting serotonin will simply give you an advantage, an edge to succeeding this time when you follow a diet and exercise program. I love saffron. Yeah, saffron extract boosts serotonin levels. So consider a saffron extract with whatever diet you're taking. Another pillar would be low metabolic rate, the resting metabolic rate. You don't burn as many calories at rest. You know, there's hormonal support there, testosterone, DHEA. There's one called 7-keto-DHEA, great for supporting your metabolism. If you have low metabolism, you haven't been exercising in a while, you start to diet, it's going to crash even more. So make sure you support it. The best way to do that is with hormones. And then I have here, of course, exercise. You got to get out. You got to move. Exercise does so many things for our bodies. But if you have excess fat, that's just calories waiting to be burned. So get out there and move. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.